Now, hope does not disappoint because the love of God has been poured out in our hearts by the Holy Spirit who was given to us. And all God's people shouted. Man, that is good stuff, isn't it? You may have had a bad day. The car maybe didn't start. Maybe you spilled your coffee. Maybe someone didn't say hi to you in the parking lot this morning. I got great news for you. Jesus Christ died for you that you might live. It's amazing what recalibrates our happy meter, isn't it? Does anyone else besides me have a happy meter? It goes up and down, right? When does it go up and down? It's based on what? It's not based on what my Savior did. It's based on my circumstances. That's why we need to trade in our happy meter for a content meter. See, if you and I will never be content where God already has us, how in the world will we ever be content where we lead ourselves? It doesn't make any logical sense, let alone biblical sense. See, God does not see as man sees. If I'm operating in the flesh and what I think and what I see, I'm going to drive off spiritual cliffs all day long. See, God doesn't see as man sees. For man looks at the outward. But God looks at the heart. See, that's why the most pivotal question you will answer today and forevermore is not where am I going to live, what car can I buy, what house can I attain, how much money I can get, will I marry the right person? The most pivotal question you will ever address in your life is, do I have peace with God? Because if you do not have peace with God, you're missing everything. But the flip side is equally true. If you have peace with God, oh my goodness, you have everything.
Hey, this is John Couch, This Day Ministries. Thanks so much for tuning in to Strength for This Day. Hebrews 12 tells us that since we are receiving a kingdom which cannot be shaken, let us have grace. Grace, God's unmerited favor, God's redemption at Christ's expense. As you go out, be encouraged, be challenged, and have God's strength for this day.